Hi, this is Miss Mandy, and I am here today to tell you about Laurie's husband. Laurie's husband has been a cuckold slave of mine for many years. You can look on the blog post here, and there's a link that will take you to some erotic stories that he has written for me, and he has served me. He is married, of course, to Laurie. And now what I've done is I've decided to amuse myself, and I humiliate him through email, and he has to do humiliating things to and for his wife at my command without her knowledge of it. You know, I'm a cuckold wife. I enjoy having sex with my boyfriend in front of my husband occasionally, if my husband earns the privilege. That's not often. Oh, I have many cuckold stories that I could tell you. When I go on vacation with my husband, we like to go to an exotic island somewhere. He buys me expensive clothes. I like tropical resorts. The heat really, really gets me going. That's when I like to look for big cock. So, Laurie's husband, back to you. He likes to call himself Mandy's husband when he talks to me now, but he did start out as Laurie's husband. I have written here some of the assignments that I have given to him, and you can follow down with his responses. Let me read you off a few. Okay, to Mandy's husband. You are a very good boy. I need you to keep worshiping me. I need you to jerk off for 10 minutes. No coming before your next lovemaking session with your wife. Then you are to have sex with her. And he writes back, Dear Mistress, last night I followed your orders and jerked off for 10 minutes before having sex with my wife. Thank you, Mistress. I look forward to your next mission. Your devoted servant. Next assignment. 30 minutes of edging, no coming. Fuck your wife for an hour. Think of me the entire time. Answer. Last night I did as you said. After edging for 30 minutes, I had sex with my wife, all the while thinking of you. It was amazing to think that I was actually having sex with you. Unfortunately, I was so excited that pretty much the moment I put my cock inside her pussy, I came. Needless to say, she was not amused. Next one, equally humiliating. I am very happy your wife is not satisfied. And you're not satisfied either, my love. I want you to focus on my picture and jerk off for 4 minutes today in the men's room, no release, and no sex tonight. Answer, I will do as you say, and I will always think of my mistress. Next night, tonight, focus on your wife's breasts. Lick them for 30 minutes after you look at a picture of me. Then you may not fuck her. As always, I hope you are pleased. I have abstained from all sexual activities until you give me permission and direction. Your devoted servant. Another example of my control. Dear Mandy's husband, I want you to steal your wife's dirty panties and go into the powder room. Jerk off into them and with your cell phone loaded with my picture, look at me. No sex for you tonight. You must lick your wife for an hour. Serve me. So, cuckolds out there, what do you think? This is just a form of humiliation. I'm sort of doing some sort of strange cuckolding here, wouldn't you say? Even though there's no man available. Pretty clever, if you ask me. Of course, Laurie's husband has been tortured by my abuse. Sitting in a chair with a mask on, only one hand free, to masturbate while I get fucked by a real man. You can read through my blog. read through my website. But no, the best humiliation and cuckolding experience comes when you talk to me live at 1-877-732-6360. I'd like to note here my hours. I never used to be available in the morning. You can really catch me for about an hour between 9 and 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time these days. My day starts a bit later, usually around 1:30 Eastern Time in the afternoon, and I'm available daily. You can set up appointments with me through email, or you can call and try to set one up or leave a message. Sometimes my voicemail is not the greatest, so online through Yahoo, phone or email are probably your best bet. In any event, 1-877-732-6360. I will take control of you. Your cock will be my cock. It is no longer yours. Lori's husband, aka Mandy's husband, can attest to that. Mandy has a real husband, so this is sort of like a fun fantasy here. My husband serves me also. I'm also available to discuss that with any of you cuckold wannabes who want to hear about my real cuckold lifestyle. Until later, Miss Mandy, signing off. Mwah! Lori's husband, no coming for you. Bye-bye.